Coming up next, the weather seems, I don't know, it's looking out, it seems okay, it seems somewhat fine. They were chatting earlier this morning about 30% chance of rain, but where that falls, we don't know. But wherever you are, Sunday afternoons, after that nice lunch, it's always a time to sit down, relax, and find something on the box to watch, whether it is the big box or the small box. Every Sunday, we have a chat to Gail Edmund, and she shares her top picks of things to watch on the big as well as the small screen. Gail, a very good morning, and welcome to Cape Talk on a Sunday morning.
Hi, Zane.
We take a look at the Sandman series, and this is the series on Netflix, and when the Sandman... also known as Dream, the cosmic being sort of who controls all dreams. And I think that's what the Sandman is all about. We get taught that from a very small age. And it's actually called a fantasy drama or quote-unquote supernatural horror.
Yes, it is. It's an adaptation finally of Neil Gaiman's series, The Sandman, which actually they're graphic novels, that comics that were released first in 1989. And altogether, there were 75 in the initial series. And this first season of Netflix adaptation is sort of encompasses the first 8 comics of that 75. So we can expect either many, many more series, because so far, so good. The fans love it. And it is beautifully made. And it is interesting because as far as possible, they built the sets wherever they could. So they tried to minimize people sort of talking to tennis balls on sticks, you know, the sort of CGI stuff, although there is obviously a lot of that. When you see it, you'll see that there has to be. And Dream, or Lord Morpheus, he sort of has many names, lives in his dream realm, and he sort of put, you know, people have dreams and nightmares that are stories that he creates for them. And he's played by an actor called Tom Sturridge, who I looked up, and he's been in a few things. He's an English actor, but I'm not really familiar with him. This is the first thing I've seen him in that I've remembered him in. And he goes back to the real world. It's the middle of the First World War, so about 1916. And he's in search of an escaped nightmare called the Corinthian, who doesn't want to come back into the dream realm. And while he's there, he's unfortunately captured by a human wizard played by Charles Dance, the actor Charles Dance, and he's put into a cage, you know, a magical cage, and kept there for 70 years. So it's sort of the first couple of episodes are his sort of captivity and getting back to his realm to discover that obviously it's all gone terribly wrong while he's been gone. And he's an immortal being, so the way that the actor has produced this character is that he speaks in this very sort of sonorous tone. He tried to capture, and I think he does quite a good job of capturing that sense of having been around for infinity. And I must say I'm quite enjoying it. It's got lots of familiar faces in it. You'll see lots of actors like David Thewlis, Jolie Richardson's in it. Jenna Coleman, who played the part of Victoria in the TV show Young Victoria, is in it. There's a lot of really, I think that it's one of these shows. I haven't managed to watch all 10 episodes yet because it only just started. And also, once I'd watched the first few, I thought, well, I'll slow down a bit. Otherwise, you've got to find something new to watch. But it's Neil Gaiman's work. Those who are familiar with it, I haven't read it, but I am familiar with he wrote Coraline. And obviously, that adaptation into film was beautifully done, the animated version. Stardust, if fans remember that. And most recently, the series Good Omens, which was based on a book he wrote with Terry Pratchett. And also Lucifer, An American God. So he's a well-oiled adaptation from book to screen. And this one, I think, is going to be popular with the fans.
I've seen those 10 episodes. And would you kind of watch all 10 of those episodes in one, or do you have to sort of just space yourself and digest one or two at a time? Because especially from, you know, from the point of view that a number of people love this kind of supernatural horror and fantasy drama, but, you know, if you're not into that kind, would it grab you?
Yes, I think, you know, it's very different. It's very interesting. And if you read a lot, you know, Gaiman takes a lot of myths. There's sort of elements of the Greek myths, of biblical stories. So there's all sorts of mishmash of things in here. For example, Cain and Abel live in dreamland, you know, and there's quite a sort of funny take on their story. So I think that it's something that can appeal to many people. I know some people don't like fantasy at all, so they're not going to like this, of course. But I think, I also feel that you do need to watch it in bits. It's quite a lot of sort of over, there's a lot of stimulation in it. There's a lot of sort of action, a lot going on. So I personally think if you watched all 10 episodes at once, you might feel quite overwhelmed. So I think maybe chunk it up into maybe 3 or 4 bits.
Gail Edmonds chatting to us in the movie review, and this week we're chatting about the Sandman series, which is on Netflix. There's 10 episodes, and her advice for you if you're not a fan of the supernatural fantasy drama kind of thing is to just chop it up into two episodes at a time and watch those 10 episodes over the space of a week.